And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 28th of January, 2017. It was on this date, 1813, Jane Austen's book Pride and Prejudice was published. She sold it outright to a publisher, Thomas Egerton, bought it for £110, and so she never saw any royalties whatsoever. Sir Walter Scott liked Pride and Prejudice. He said that young lady had a talent for describing the involvement and feelings and characters of ordinary life, which is to me the most wonderful I ever met with. Charlotte Bronte dismissed the book as a carefully fenced, highly cultivated garden with neat borders and delicate flowers, but no open country, no fresh air, no blue hill, no bonny beck. William Gifford said, I have looked into Pride and Prejudice, and it is really a very pretty thing. No dark passages, no secret chambers, no wind howlings in long galleries, no drops of blood upon a rusty dagger. Ralph Waldo Emerson didn't care for it. He said, I am at a loss to understand why people hold Miss Austen's novels at so high a rate. The one problem in the mind of the writer in the books is marriageableness. All that interests any character introduced is still this one. Has he or she money to marry with and conditions conforming? And Mark Twain said, every time I read Pride and Prejudice, I want to dig her up and beat her over the skull with her own shin bone. It's the birthday of the novelist Colette, born in France, 1873, author of Cherie and Gigi. Colette, who said, sit down and put down everything that comes into your head, and then you're a writer. But an author is one who can judge his own stuff's worth without pity and destroy most of it. Here's a poem for today by Robert Hass. Mexico. I have just crossed the Rio Grande, and by a string of clever switchbacks have, for the moment, outwitted the posse. Ahead lie the ghosts of Sierra Madre. Behind, I have nothing but sun, while the condor's shadow circles over my bones. Though the mountains are steep, my horse doesn't falter, and now I know why starving bandoleros will never shoot their animals for food. Beyond my mirage, I see the white adobe, yes, the one with the red-tiled roof, which one afternoon I will lean against with my hat down and knees up after a bottle of tequila. In that siesta, I am sure to dream of the lovely señorita who has stolen away from her father to meet me in the orchard. But enough of that. There is work to be done. I have cattle to rustle and horses to steal before the posse picks up my trail. In a poem of Mexico, it would be unwise for a poet to mention that the posse is his wife. So, mi amigo, if you find her prowling my mountains with a wooden spoon in her hand, tell her I am not here. Tell her I have run off with Cormac McCarthy and Louis L'Amour, that I ride like the wind to join up with the great Pancho Villa. Mexico, a poem by Robert Hass from Counting Thunder, published by Word Tech, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.